Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 this your boy.
Hey, hey, dude.
Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay, baby. Your favorite power podcast, host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with REI Radio Network, honey, which boosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors. I must say, ooh, we. And 14, count on 14 DRT tracking radio stations and 25 artists charting nationally on 150 independent charts. Do you feel me? So y'all know this is no small thing. And today, my people, today, I have the one, the only, Mr. Brandon Lewis in the building holding it down for the CA. What's good, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? I'm happy to be here.
Yes, I'm definitely happy to have you. And I must say, my guy, I ran my ear across a couple of your joints. And you know what I'm saying? From the beat that's going on and the nothing that you got going on, check him out on SoundCloud, to the lyrics that you got going on Love No More. You know what I'm saying? I must say, I was going ahead and I was feeling you, but we want you to talk to my people about Kryptonite. So go ahead and drop it on them, boo.
Wow. Well, first, let me just say thank you for, you know, listening to my music and checking out my stuff. As for Kryptonite,
no doubt.
That song, it really means a lot to me for some reason, because I feel like when I was writing that, I really dug deep with that one, and it was really a song that I kind of like went through myself. Like Kryptonite, I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with Superman, how he's from Krypton and his weakness is Kryptonite. And basically I was in a situation where somebody was just taking me all out of my element. And, you know, if you listen to the song, you know, they had that bone chicka plow plow, had that powwow, and I was just, you know, crazy about him.
Right, right. I think we've all been through something like that. You feel me?
Right, exactly. And that's a reason I really wanted to push this song, was because I feel like people could really relate to it.
Well, definitely, I was definitely feeling it, you know what I'm saying? I was definitely feeling where you were going with the lyrics and everything, so hats off to you, my guy. Now, I was reading up on you just a little bit, you know, and I saw that you were actually on a couple of different shows in your area. I believe it was Good Day Sacramento and KCRA4, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, that's right.
Well, go ahead and brag on that, honey.
Well, for Good Day Sacramento, I was singing with an ensemble. It was about maybe 10, just 15 of us, and we were so lucky to get that spot on Good Day Sacramento, and we all got to sing different songs, and I sang It's a Man's World by James Brown, and that was really exciting. You know, that was my first time on TV, and then about a year later, I was on KCRA 4 when I had won their competition. They were partnered with NBC's The Voice. They had a day-long competition. Yes, it was in Sacramento at Art and Fair Mall. It was about 1,000 contestants, and we were literally there all day. And we had to come back around 5 so they could announce like the top 10 finalists out of the, you know, 1,000 people. And right when I thought that I wasn't going to, you know, get it, they called me number 10. So I made it to the top 10, and then from there it was the top 3. And then from there, it was the one, and I won that, and I was super excited. The Voice actually flew me out to Los Angeles to view a live taping of the show, and I also got a private meeting with, like, the producers of the show and things like that. It was really exciting. It was a great experience. Unfortunately, I didn't advance. I didn't really advance, but, you know, just you know how they say you have to take one step back to move, you know, two steps forward. I just want to look at it like that because, you know, I've been advancing in my music and just making a lot of strides towards my goals. And so I just feel like that was just a minor setback. I will be back at the auditions in February. So, you know what I'm saying? It's not over for the kids.
Okay, I know that's right. That's a perfect attitude to have for this type of career, you feel me? I'm going to need everybody to go ahead and jump on over to twitter.com/BRVNDONLEWIS and get at my man. Then you need to slide on over to instagram.com/BRVNDONLEWIS, baby. Y'all need to make sure y'all check him out on SoundCloud, which is where I found him at. Check him out for that Kryptonite, plus a bunch of other joints that he got going on down there. Make sure that y'all doing that, because I'm going to need y'all to like, share, comment, stream, my guy. You feel me? Now, Brendan, I want you to talk to my people about any new developments that you got coming up that we need to be looking out for.
New developments. Well, I'm sure you know I just released my EP Pisces about 5 months ago. I'm already working on new music for my next project, and I've just been so busy, like just trying to stay focused in my songwriting and get more in depth with that and just keep digging deeper with that, as well as, you know, trying to keep up with the performances and talking to different videographers for my music videos. And I've never had, like, backup dancers in any of my videos so far, so I definitely want to, you know, take that next leap forward in my videos, you know, get some dancers in there. And you know what I mean? It's definitely not easy when you're independent, but I know that the fruits of my labor will be well worth it. So, you know, I just keep moving forward and just keep pressing on, and I know I'm going to be where I want to be.
Definitely. And my hat is off to you, Young King, because not a lot of people are talking about the quality of their craft out here. You know what I mean? They're like, I've been pushed this, I've made this, I've made that, I'm about to make this, I'm about to do that. I'm like, okay, I feel you. I love the way you're pushing. But we need some quality before quantity. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean, though? Yeah, my man is out here doing this, so I'm going to need y'all to check him out. Make sure y'all watching out for everything that he got going on. Mr. Brendan Lewis in the building doing his thing, carving his own lane. Y'all need to make sure y'all getting with him on everything he got going on, man. Y'all already know your girl don't gas. Now, I want to talk to you real quick and get a little personal, like, because it's not easy, like you said. It's not easy being independent, you know. And I like for, you know, our listeners to be able to hear a little bit about, you know, something that you're struggling with and how you plan to either get over it or how you've already succeeded in getting over it and keep on pushing. You feel me? So share something with us.
Well, one major thing that I've kind of more battled with, I'm not going to say struggled, but one thing that's always came up was, you sound like this person. And it's like, you know, I had a lot of influences growing up, but people always, the one person that I always get all the, like, most of the time is Chris Brown or who else? Who's another person I get a lot? I get Chris Brown a lot. And so one thing that I've noticed moving forward is Chris Brown was definitely a big influence on me, because growing up there was no really like young R&B male singers that was really doing it, you know, except for him. So he was definitely a big influence. But growing up, I'm realizing that although he was an influence, as well as, you know, some others, I need to really hone in on the uniqueness of Brendan Lewis, and not so much, you know, what I am used to or what I grew up listening to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm an artist, I'm an artist. Like, this is my art. Like, it's not Chris Brown's art or any other artist that, you know,
right.
I grew up watching. So definitely finding the uniqueness in the quality of my voice and my songs and just where I take my music, that's definitely something that I'm learning to explore a lot more, is my uniqueness, instead of something that, you know,
okay.
this kind of sounds like something I grew up listening to or something like that. I've been really digging deeper,
right.
And I just can't wait to share it with all my supporters.
Well, you definitely have my support, because your brain is definitely in the right place. You're moving in the right ways. I'm loving what we got going on here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to make sure y'all check in for him. Y'all already know to check him out at Instagram.com/BRVNDONLEWIS. Make sure you check in for him on Twitter.com/BRVNDONLEWIS. Make sure you find him at the same place on SoundCloud.com. Make sure you liking what you hear, because how do we know you there if you ain't liking what you hear, boo? Make sure you like, share, comment, all that good stuff when it comes to my man here. Y'all already know what it is. Like, I want to thank everybody that's listening today to the Dream Hustling Podcast with your girl, Jay. You feel me? Y'all know your girl's a small fish in a big pond. And it's back to your regularly scheduled program. So, if y'all want to hear it again, go on ahead and press that rewind button and get with my boy, Brandon Lewis. You already know what it is. Want to thank everybody one more time and thank all the sponsors for allowing us to do what we do when we do what we do, baby. We're going to say deuces one time, and I'm going to see you on the flip side.
All right, y'all.